All right. Well, let's go.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Dave, you got a highlight of the year. What is your sporting highlight? Anything. Can be anything. Can be anything to do with this show, our crosses.
Well, Brandy, the highlight just came there when my introduction was hemorrhoid cream. Which says a lot about my segment, to be honest. That'd be it for sure.
Anasol? I suppose it's anasol, isn't it? The fact that it's spelt anus and then stuck an OL on the end, it'd have to be anasol. Might as well just put an arsehole. Everyone would have had no complications with the pronunciation there, but then we would have known where it's meant to be applied. David, the parents of the Socceroos, we cover this today, and I have asked this about, you book for your flights to go to the World Cup, and you assume that you're not going to get through to the 16, what happened? So you've got the story in the Telegraph today, parents of the Socceroos scrambling to change flights so that they can be at the game in the round of 16.
It's just extraordinary. And I suppose it speaks to the fact of how special this opportunity is for the Socceroos guys, because even loved ones, the parents, the mum and dads that drove these boys to soccer every day of their life growing up, and then now they're at the biggest stage of their career, and they didn't think they'd get to this point in time. I can tell you that up until, well, I was on the phone till about midnight last night with some parents over there, and they were desperately searching every opportunity to try and change their flights, because ultimately the majority of them were flying home while this game, they'll be in the air while this game is on if they don't change their flights. Now, there is some optimism that they'll be able to change them. It's going to cost them an arm and a leg.
For sure.
In excess of $2,000 and $3,000 to get back home, you know, considering the tickets that they've already bought, the accommodation that they've already bought, the extension of that. I mean, they're just hardworking parents, and at the same time, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, isn't it? I mean, to watch their boy play up against Messi is why they want to stay and potentially this magical moment of history as well. But it just speaks to the fact that really even the loved ones of the players didn't think the Socceroos would get this far.
Oh, wow. Now, there's been an update too and a goal scored. Costa Rica have scored. It's 1-1. So Germany led 1-0 at halftime. Spain led 1-0 at halftime. It is now 2-1 to Japan over Spain and 1-1 Costa Rica and Germany. Yeah.
I was speaking to one of the... I was speaking to one of the fathers of the players last night. He should have, he was unable to change his flight at that point in time. I've received a text this morning to say that he has been able to change it. But last night, he was gutted, absolutely gutted that he would be in the air at the time that the Socceroos would be playing Argentina. And you've got to put that into context of how unique this opportunity is. And at the greatest point of his son's career, he wasn't going to be there. So, yeah.
That's great stuff. Now, a bit of rugby league news. Now, this is the impact around the whole Mitchell Moses story. The Dolphins and their pursuit of Dylan Brown. What can you tell us today?
Yeah, look, guys, we forecast this last week. This is shaping as the story of the summer. And it is all to do with the Parramatta halves. Yeah, as you said, Bossy, namely Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown. The Dolphins, there's an increasing confidence from the Dolphins' end that they might be able to prize Dylan Brown out of Parramatta. The spin-off of that could have major ramifications for the Eels, given that, as I said to you on Wednesday, I've got increasing concerns that Mitch Moses won't be at Parramatta. To consider that the Eels' two starting halves may not be at the Eels in 2024 is just extraordinary. And where does that send the Blue and Golds beyond 24 as far as stability, their prospects, their competitiveness? It's huge. It's defining. It's 10-year defining, I believe. It would take them 10 years to bounce back.
The Mitch Moses
move. If they were to lose both.
Yeah. The Mitch Moses move, and I couldn't see them losing both. They'd have to hang on to one. But the Mitch Moses move to the Tigers in 2023, that's been knocked on the head, hasn't it?
Brandy, that was never in the offering. Look, it's just on two fronts. One, Parramatta would never let him go next season. And two, the chasing clubs just don't have any salary cap space for next season. It's all about 2024. And my concern is, guys, is which half makes the move first and what impact that has on him. Do I want to stick around if I've lost my partner in crime, i.e. Dylan Brown makes his call to go to the Dolphins, and Mitch says, well, you know, now I've got to start again with a rookie half, and vice versa. So it's huge. As I said, I think it's club-defining for Parramatta.
And Kieran Foran to the Titans. Do you think it'll be a good signing?
Yeah, look, Brandy, I do believe it will be. I really thought Manly got something out of Kieran Foran in his final season. My only point is that it's almost like the Titans have come back the long way around, having let Jamal Fogarty go. And he was really playing a steady hand for the Titans at the time, and they just let him go to the Raiders. And it seems as though they know that that was a mistake and have gone back to that steady half in Kieran Foran. Kieran has spoken to the Courier Mail about a whole range of topics, including the opportunity to combine with David Fifita and what that might be able to do to keep Fifita at the Titans. The other thing too was Kieran spoke about what is a perceived injury fragility and just how much more he'll get out of his body. He's only played 40-odd games in the last few seasons. But he said he was more than confident. He felt great. He's 33 years of age, Kieran. On the surface, guys, I see it as a good signing for the Titans at this point in time of where they're at as a footy club.
Well, David, that's it. You've just done your last bit of information for the year. Thank you for your contribution. If only Brad Fittler had been named Bulldogs coach, you would have been running nude through the streets of Canterbury. That would have been a moment. Thanks for your contribution,
Thank you, Freddie.
Have a good summer, Dave.
Hey, thanks, boys. Go well.
And we'll be reading the Sunday Telegraph on the weekend. It's 22 after 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.